Welcome to another Instant Insight here at 929thegame.com. My name is Jason Longshore, color analyst of the Atlanta United Radio Network. Big news in the world of Atlanta United today. Miguel Almiron was officially transferred to Newcastle United of the English Premier League. A move that was on again, off again, on again, off again, appeared to be off at the beginning of the week, and then was very quickly back on. It comes with an increase in the asking price that Newcastle had offered to pay. Don't know what the final numbers are going to work out to be. We might not ever truly know the numbers here involved in this deal, but reportedly it is around $27 million all told. That is by far a Major League Soccer record for an outgoing transfer. Atlanta United has now accounted for more transfer revenue in MLS than any other club in the league's history. Atlanta United's 2 years old. It shows that the model that Darren Eales and Arthur Blank and Carlos Bocanegra conceived of buying young talent, helping it flourish, winning and being successful on the field and building a club culture here in Atlanta, but then when the time was right, making the sale and moving the player on, that model has been proven to be effective with this move. We had seen Atlanta United have little problem acquiring top young South American talent like Miguel Almiron, like Ezequiel Barco, now like PT Martinez. But the question was still out there, would they be able to sell it? There were a lot of people saying that Atlanta United should just take whatever offer they can here. They had no leverage. They had to just take whatever was given to them. Darren Eales and the club stood firm and said, no, we have a standard here. We have a number that we want to hit. Don't know if they ended up getting all the way to that number, but they got pretty close if $30 million was that number. $27 million is the largest transfer outlay Newcastle United has ever made. This is not a new club in England. This is not a small club in England. This is a big club. They broke their record that had stood since Michael Owen joined Newcastle over 10 years ago. It's a big move. It's a big move for Atlanta United. It's a big source of revenue. Look, this is a business. This is part of it. This is something that I think Atlanta will get to know over the years, where you have to make these decisions on when it's time to move on from a player, when they have their maximum value, and when you can afford to do it. Atlanta United went out and got PT Martinez knowing that this was likely to happen here. They had other plans. If they had had to go to them, they could have figured something out with the roster deadlines. They didn't have to, because this was always the option 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And by the way, PT Martinez will be wearing the number 10 for Atlanta United if anybody was truly worried about that one. That was kind of an obvious thing once Miguel was not in the 10 shirt. That 10 shirt will have a little extra weight for PT Martinez because of the career that Miguel Almiron had here in Atlanta. He's a special player, and I hope that Newcastle gets to see the best of Miguel Almiron, and we get to watch him find an even higher level of excellence, because those of us here in Atlanta who had a chance to see him up close, I think we'll always remember, for me, the thing when I think of Miguel Almiron is just sheer blinding speed. I told the club this in a piece that came out a little bit earlier this afternoon on Atlanta United's social media accounts. I can't think of another athlete outside of Michael Vick that had that extra gear. You see a player get to top speed, and you see fast players in every sport. Michael Vick, when he was at top speed, would seemingly find another gear. Miguel Almiron was the same thing. I mean, I can think of times where Miguel was at full speed, you thought, and then accelerated again and blew past people. And at that time, it's like his head would fly back, and I don't know if that was how he found the extra gear or if that was the sheer G-force of that speed, but he was one of the fastest players I've ever seen in any sport. And what was amazing is you didn't see that slow down when he had the ball at his feet. It's natural for a player to slow down with the ball at their feet. You have to keep the ball under control. Miguel Almirón was able to do that still at a ridiculous level of speed. But it's not just speed. I mean, you see fast players come along all the time. If it was just speed, Usain Bolt would have been signed by an MLS team and would have been a superstar by now. It's not that simple. And Miguel brought so many other qualities to the game here in Atlanta. The other thing I think of with Miguel is just his sheer work rate. Covering so much ground, putting in so much work defensively. I mean, there were multiple games that a player like Miguel, wearing the number 10 shirt, scoring the goals, having the assist that he has, still led this team in tackles or in recoveries or in interceptions. We saw that defensive work time and time again, and Tata Martino knew that he could count on that work from Miguel. That was contagious, and it carried throughout the squad, and the rest of the team was better off for it. Think back to the second leg against the New York Red Bulls in the Eastern Conference Finals, where Miguel was essentially playing as a defensive midfielder and completely shut Kaku down. Kaku was invisible in that game, and Miguel was driving him crazy because he could not find a way past him. Miguel was a player who came here described as a flying eight. An eight is a box-to-box central midfielder. Miguel was seen as that with maybe a little extra, but you hadn't really seen him in a position to have to show that. At Lanús in Argentina with the Paraguayan national team, previously at Cerro Porteño in his native Paraguay. He was a hard-working player. He brought his speed to the field. He was a good connector. That was what he was asked to do. Here in Atlanta, think back to fairly early in the 2017 season when Joseph Martinez was injured. Tito Villalba goes up top. The attack was sputtering a little bit, and there was a lot of pressure on Miguel to become more of that focal point in the final third. He responded with a hat trick against the Houston Dynamo in what could be one of his best performances in an Atlanta United shirt. That was the game for me where you started to see that, okay, he's not just a good player with potential. He's special. He can raise his level to match the occasion and match what his squad needs. And he did that. And he did it time and time again. I think he leaves here as a much better player in the final third in the attacking phase of play than when he arrived. Tata Martino is a big hand in that. I think Miguel's teammates are a big hand in that as well. His spirit, his smile, his attitude was contagious and did wonders for this team. You also saw at times a competitive fire that also did wonders for this team. Every once in a while, we'd see angry Miguel, and he just had so many different facets to his game. That's what's special about it. That's what I love to see. He has proven that Atlanta United could identify talent. He has proven that Atlanta United could help that talent improve. And he has proven that Atlanta United could then sell that talent in a way that a Major League Soccer club has never been able to do. It's a special day for all involved in this deal, and I hope that a lot of the people that are involved are having a nice glass of wine to wrap up. They deserve it, and this is just the beginning of these types of deals for Atlanta United, both incoming and outgoing. Hopefully, it's the beginning of these types of deals for Major League Soccer, and hopefully, it's the beginning of an outstanding next step in his career at Newcastle United for Miguel Almirón. He's a player who I think will carry Atlanta with him wherever he goes. I think you have a lot of Newcastle fans in Atlanta now, a lot of 17s who are going to be turning out to watch the new number 24 in Newcastle's squad. It's going to be fun to see this next phase of his development, and he is carrying, I think, the flag for Atlanta, for Atlanta United, for Major League Soccer, for Paraguay, you know, on his back, and that's a lot of pressure. We've seen him be able to handle that pressure here. It was an honor to call his matches with Atlanta United. We all are going to miss Miguel Almirón as part of the squad. Now it is a new era and Chapter 3. We'll start talking more and more about Chapter 3, about 3 weeks from now, Atlanta United will be in Costa Rica to open the 2019 campaign against Herediano in the CONCACAF Champions League. We'll talk about PT Martinez, who's wearing that number 10 shirt from now on for Atlanta. We'll talk about the connection with him and Joseph Martinez and everything else about the squad as they get ready to go into international competition for the first time and as they get ready to try to defend their MLS Cup title. It's going to be a fun year. This is an incredible way to kick it off. Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you have any questions about the deal, tweet at me at Longshoe, tweet at the station at 929 The Game, tweet at Jimmy Vance, executive producer of the Atlanta United Radio Network, ATL Soccer 929, Mike Conti 929 as well. We'll be back next week with Stoppage Time on Wednesday at 2 o'clock on Facebook.com/929 The Game. Thanks, everybody, for listening.